Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another 90-minute opportunity analysis for the HMA consultant that I did with a gentleman out of Canada. His name is Frank Reed. He's the owner of a retail exercise equipment store. In this interview, I take Frank through my entire opportunity analysis, the same opportunity analysis where we teach HMA marketing consultants on how to get clients. I think if you have a small business or you just want to learn how to interview a potential prospect consultant services, you'll find this extremely valuable. Now let's get going.
Good afternoon, Michael. My name is Frank Reed. I'm calling from Forever Fitness. It is Thursday, the 13th of March, and the time is 5 minutes after 4 Eastern Standard Time. I had talked to you some time ago about some of the Jay Abraham stuff, some information on joint venture marketing and so forth. You know, I kind of put it off the back burner for a while, and I'm ready to do something now. Give me a call when you get the message, area code 970782. Thanks. Bye for now. I don't have the time and the energy to learn how to write my own sales letters.
Okay.
Do you have some of this stuff will help me with creating my own sales letters, but do you also have something that has like a template of sales letters?
You know what I could do for you? Why don't we set a date and let's spend an hour on the phone. Let me really pick your brain and take a look at your business, and I'll run you through an opportunity analysis. I'll look for hidden assets in your business that because you're in it you may not be seeing, and maybe we can come up with even some more ways that you can grow the business without advertising. And then after I take a diagnosis of your business, closer look, what I'll do, I'll record the whole call. I'll provide you a recording. I may want to use it on the site. I'll be on my best behavior to really give you some good value in the time we spend together. And then let's see where you're at, and then maybe I can make a better recommendation of how to get where you want to go. Maybe without spending money on these products, and sometimes it could be one or two simple things without upfront investment. Because you can get all these courses, but if you don't have the time to really study them and go through them, you're really wasting your money. It's good to know this stuff. Sometimes you may be better off paying an expert. I mean, I've got expert copywriters, and that's what I do. I don't write all this copy myself. I invest in the best investment you can make. But fitness industry, I'm not an expert in it, but you are. Let me pick your brain and let's see what we can come up with. You want to do that? And I'm not going to charge you for it.
I guess we can do that.
You're too emotionally involved. You may not know what you need right now.
Maybe you're right. Good afternoon, Forever Fitness.
Hey, Frank, it's Mike Sinoff here. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. Are we on for now?
We are on.
Okay. How's the store looking?
We're looking okay.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's get going. Hopefully I can help you out. No promises, but I'll see what I can do, okay?
All righty.
As I said, I'm going to take you through what's called an opportunity analysis. And this is really a sales process for our consultants because our consultants are going out there and they're trying to sell consulting services. So I'm going to act like I'm a consultant trying to sell you consulting services. But there's a lot of value given in this opportunity analysis. And it's as much for the consultant as it is for the client to see if there's a match for them to work together. And it's called an opportunity analysis because we're going to analyze your business, and I'm going to see if I can find, through a series of questions, any hidden assets in your business, stuff that you can't see because you're too emotional in it. And I'm going to record it. I'll provide you the recording. I'm also going to provide the recording for my marketing consultants as a training on how I do one of these, and it's just good learning for them, but there's a lot of value. I have consultants who charge $500 just for this process alone because there's a lot of good free information in here that can give you ideas that you can act on immediately. All right?
It's almost like you're acting like you're a consultant. You're looking to earn my business, and you're going to go through a series of questions to try to earn my business.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, look, Frank, I don't know how much I told you on the phone the last time we talked about who I am and why we're getting together today. So let me tell you quickly a little bit about what we do. Now, what I do and what my consulting company does is I work with small business owners, people like yourself, helping them maximize their marketing success. Most of our clients are small and medium-sized companies with sales under $5 million per year. And we work in a unique marketing approach. We look at all of your marketing assets and find ways to leverage and optimize your success from existing assets you already have in place. Now, because I'm trying to leverage existing marketing assets, you can often realize pretty dramatic and profitable growth without having to invest a lot of money in additional advertising or make a lot of significant changes in your existing business operation. So what I'd like to do with you today is to look at your business and see where you are, where you're going, and how you're getting there, and see if there might be some ways we could help your business grow. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Our consultants work strictly on a project-by-project basis, and depending on what we do, the fee is usually between $1,500 and $3,000 per project. Now, most of the businesses we work with fall into one or three different situations, and let's go over these. One, they're either okay but want to do better. Two, they're stagnant and there's no growth. Or three, they are declining. Tell me where you are now.
I would say probably stagnant.
And would you like more growth?
Absolutely.
The first thing I want to talk about, because of your business, you're somewhat in a commodity business. We talked a little bit about that. And we have to come up with something that makes you different. And the most important project that our consultants perform for our clients is developing a unique selling proposition. What is it that separates you apart from every other exercise retail store? So I want to look for some underpromoted, unique things about your business, including you, the owner, any staff experience. I want to look for any competitive advantages you may have, maybe price leadership, some differentiation, what makes you different from others, competitive disadvantages, any unique products you carry that no one else has, unique guarantees, unique benefits, services, etc. So if I was to ask you, why should people do business with you rather than these big corporate stores who have the same equipment in their store, maybe even for better prices? Why you, Frank? Why Forever Fitness?
Couple of reasons. One, most of the bigger companies contract their servicing out to a third party. And all of our servicing, if a client has a problem with their equipment, is serviced by an employee of our company. And the benefit or advantage of that to the consumer is they get a much, much quicker response because our people, our guys, are not servicing all day long, whereas our competitors, the companies that they use, they're servicing gyms and clubs, so when they have an opening, they'll slip in a customer, and it's not really their customer. They never dealt directly with the customer. So I would say that our service turnaround time is quicker and more responsive.
All right, I want to stop you right there. I want to put that into human terms. Let's say I come in there. I've just gone on a diet. I joined Weight Watchers. I come in, and I want to buy a good quality treadmill. Let's say it's in the winter, and I'm serious about my weight loss program. I've got a treadmill. I buy it from you, and the thing goes down. Let's say I bought it from one of those big box stores and the thing goes down. I've been running for 3 or 4 days straight and I am motivated. Now my treadmill doesn't work. Realistically, I'm sure you've heard the real life stories with the third party services. How long can I end up waiting before I get someone out there to fix it so I can get back on my program?
The third party, probably 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4 days. So there's going to be no same day service?
No.
Now what about you?
We generally will respond within 48 hours.
Good. So there's an advantage on the servicing, and I guess someone starting an exercise program, if the machine breaks, they're going to be pretty unhappy because it's going to screw up their motivation, right?
Absolutely, and that's one of the biggest keys. Anybody that has ever exercised before, it takes a lot of discipline to get going. But once they get in a rhythm and a groove to exercising, they don't want to break that pattern because once you break that pattern, it's hard to start it up again.
All right, that is a good point. Now, let me ask you, realistically, how often does equipment go down? I mean, it does happen, but it's not common, is it?
Steve, you hit the nail on the head. It's not that common, so because it's not that common, it's not a strong enough reason to compel customers to do business with us, because it isn't that often.
But it is something to consider when selling a customer. What other reasons besides servicing, why else should someone do business with you? How about yourself? How long have you been in the business?
15 years.
And is it the same store that you're currently in?
Yeah, in the exact same location in 15 years.
What was your history? Did you have fitness expertise or background?
Prior to starting the business, I used to do personal training.
How long prior?
About 3 years.
Okay. Do you have any credentials, or do you just do it on your own as an entrepreneur?
No. I had taken some courses way back 15 years ago. I haven't followed up with any courses because once I opened up the store, I didn't really want to do the personal training anymore. But I just gave customers advice, and what we would do is, and one of the things we try to differentiate ourselves to is, we will put together exercise programs for customers. As I don't do personal training anymore, what I will do is, I have personal trainers that we work directly with.
So you mentioned something that sounds important, custom programs. Let's say my wife goes on Weight Watchers, it's cold out, she needs something to help her drop the weight, she buys a treadmill or a stair climber, but she doesn't really know too much about weight loss. Now she could go to Walmart or Big Five, one of the big box stores, and buy something, or she could come to you. But when it comes to losing weight, is it important to have an exercise program, and do customers understand the importance of that? What are they going to get from you that they won't get from one of the big stores?
Well, what they will get from us is, we will give any customer that comes in and buys a piece of equipment, we will give them one free session with a personal trainer, which is a value of about $80. So the trainer will go to their place. They will show them how to use the equipment. The trainer does not charge us. The trainer hopes to get that customer as a client down the road. So that's the benefit to the customer. Now, some of our competitors could offer that service. They don't proactively push it, but they could offer it too, because there's lots of personal trainers on the market that are looking to increase their client base, and a good way to do it is through stores like ours, you know, getting our clients.
Right. Let's say you have two people, person A, person B. Person A thinks they know everything, they're going to get the stair climber, and they're going to go at it themselves. Person B believes that it's important to have a personal trainer, and you being a personal trainer, having a personal trainer, can you get faster and better results by having a personal trainer guide you along the way compared to person A, who's just going to save money and thinks he knows it all?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Having a trainer can help you get your results quicker. One of the two reasons why people stop exercising is because they don't see any results. And by getting a personal trainer, you will see results much quicker. Because most people think they know what to do. They buy a treadmill and they think, well, you know what, if I get on it and use it for 30 minutes a day, get my heart rate up, I'll lose weight. And initially they will lose weight. But the problem is, most people don't change their exercise program. Their body gets conditioned to it and they hit a plateau and they no longer lose weight. And when they stop losing weight, then they get frustrated, discouraged, and stop exercising. At that point, we would say, hey, let's change up your program so we can shock the muscle, hit it from a different angle, and you'll continue to get results.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Okay, and you've seen this being a personal trainer previously before you opened up your store.
All personal trainers see this. Yes, I have seen this, and use two scenarios. You use the scenario of the customer that doesn't know anything, and then the customer that does know a lot. And that's a bit of a problem, because when we have the customer that comes in the store that does know a lot, it's hard to say to that customer, well, you know, we will supply you with a free session with a personal trainer. We'll put together a free detailed exercise program for you. That customer is, well, I know all that. And going back to what you said earlier, this product is a commodity, so now it comes back to price, because they already have what they feel is the expertise, so they don't need it. They just need the commodity.
It sounds like to me, people aren't coming in to buy Stairmasters and treadmills. They're coming in to buy results, weight loss or health. And having a personal trainer with that machine sounds like a better package than just the machine itself.
Absolutely, and you're right. They're not coming to buy the equipment. They're coming to buy the results or the benefit that they'll get from it. And a lot of people that are coming in are baby boomers. Perfect example. I had a guy in a couple weeks ago. He wanted to buy an elliptical trainer. He only wanted to spend $500. I had nothing on my floor that's $500. The lowest price I had on my floor was $800. I asked him why he only wanted to spend $500. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to use it. So then I started to probe a little deeper and say, well, you're not sure you're going to use it. I said, well, you know, you're off to kind of a bad start. You're in the market for a piece of equipment, but you want to skimp because you're not sure you're going to use it. Well, why do you want the piece of equipment in the first place? Why are you even buying it if you're going in with that attitude? And after probing further, I found out that the guy had diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and recently had a heart attack. And when we start to probe a lot of our customers, we start to find that a lot of them have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, whatever. Some of them are obese. Some of them have heart attacks. So, you know, and at that point I said to the guy, your health depends on this. Why do you want something cheap and inexpensive? Because if it's cheap and inexpensive, you're probably not going to use it because it's not going to be smooth. It's not going to be quiet. It's not going to be stable. It's not going to feel comfortable. You're probably not going to use it. Your health depends on it. Don't you owe it to yourself and to your life to get a high-quality one? Because the higher quality is, the more likely you are to use it. And it got him thinking. And a lot of our competitors would not probe that deep. They would just say, well, you want to spend $500? We don't have anything that low price. Go to Walmart.
Right, because the salespeople at Walmart don't have the staff experience and the training to sell someone on why they should get a piece of equipment. But you being in the business 15 years retail and even a personal trainer before that, you've got that understanding. You can relate where they're coming from. So there's more of a bond with your customers than they're going to get with a big box store. Do you have other staff beside yourself? And what's their experience as far as working with the customers? Do they have some personal training experience and actual salespeople in there other than yourself? Or are you a one-man show?
No, I have two guys that work with me part-time. And they do training in a club environment. And they work with me evenings and sometimes weekends. So I do have other staff that does have personal training experience and just a knowledge of the industry and sales.
Okay. Now, how about your actual products? Is there some uniqueness to the actual lines that you carry compared to your competitors?
The only uniqueness I would say that stands out with the products that we have is warranties might be a little bit stronger.
Your warranties.
Yeah, or the manufacturer's warranty on our products might be a little bit stronger than some of our competitors.
How does that come to be?
Like, we have a treadmill that we sell at $19.99. It's one of our better-selling treadmills. And at $19.99 and under, there is not a treadmill in the industry that comes with a manufacturer's warranty of 10 years on all parts. Like, this one comes with a lifetime warranty on the motor and 10 years on all parts. Most of our competitors are 5 years on all parts, lifetime motor, 5 years on all parts, under $2,000. Some of our competitors have products in the $2,000 to $3,000 area that do come with a 10-year warranty on all parts. But under $2,000, no, this is the only supplier that has 10 years on all parts. So there's a little bit of differentiation there. But we found that that is not a big enough differentiation to say, hey, let's do business with us.
Let me ask you this. The competitors, are they maybe having a lower time limit on the warranty so they can upsell extended warranties?
They do sell extended warranties, but those are just the manufacturer's warranties of the treadmills that they sell. And that's one of the things they will do is if the manufacturers that they deal with, if the warranties aren't as good, they will sell the consumer an extended warranty.
Right, so they may have a better advertised price on the same product, but because of a lesser warranty, when they're upsold an extended warranty, they end up paying more.
Absolutely.
So guarantees and warranties are about the same. Do you have a personal guarantee for the products coming from your store that there's an advantage compared to the bigger stores? I mean, you just mentioned the warranty on the actual product. Anything else other than that? What about return policies?
That's exactly where I was going. Right now, we don't have a return policy. Our policy right now is all sales final. It has always been. Our biggest competitor as far as a specialty fitness store goes, they have the exact same policy we do, all sales final. Our second biggest competitor, as far as specialty fitness goes, they have a 30-day return policy, but they don't advertise it or promote it. Even though we are in the specialty fitness business, we are still competing against Sears and Costco, which you're obviously very familiar with. And obviously, you know, Sears and Costco, you can pretty much bring something back anytime. So one of the things that we're looking at doing and we want to do is, we've been a bit gun shy about it, but, you know, I've been told by the experts that 2% of people will actually take you up on really returning it. A lot of smaller businesses don't like to have return policies because they think they're going to have a lot of returns, but generally they say only 2% will. So we were thinking of implementing a 30-day return policy and an unconditional 30-day type risk reversal. That way it would take away a lot of the hesitation or fear from buying with us, because if they don't like it for whatever reason, they can bring it back. So we were thinking of implementing that to help increase sales.
You could possibly position your guarantee in front of all your competitors and offer a 6-month conditional guarantee where you make some condition on it, where if you invest in a piece of equipment for our store and you follow its use and, you know, have some condition that you'd be glad to take it back as long as it's in good condition. I think possibly that guarantee in reversing that risk could really be a strong competitive advantage for you, but you can make it conditional. I mean, do you think if you had a guarantee like that, you're going to get killed with returns from what you know in the industry?
If it was 6 months.
Conditional, though.
Yes, it would have to be conditional on something, because the big fear you have is what some people do and what I know happens at places like Sears and Costco. You know, I mean, this may not be an issue in California where you are, but we have a good 3 or 4 months of winter. Some customers will buy a treadmill before winter starts, use it till the end of winter, you know, for 3 or 4 months, bring it back and say, oh, I don't really like it, I'm not using it anymore. And now the weather's milder and now they can go outside and exercise. So going with a 90 or 120 day might not work. But one way we might be able to get around it is this, is what I was thinking maybe is a 60 day. And it would be, if they returned it, we would give them their money back. But what we would do is we would minus a rental fee, because there are stores that will rent exercise equipment. You know, they'll rent a treadmill, say, for $150 a month. So maybe we could say, hey, we'll give you your money back, but it's equivalent to a rental. We're going to deduct $300 for rental, $150 for the 2 months that you used it.
Are there a lot of people renting exercise equipment up there? Is it a big thing?
I wouldn't say a lot. We do get calls in the winter requesting to rent exercise equipment, to rent a treadmill for the winter, or to rent an exercise bike or an elliptical for the winter. Not a lot. Maybe 5% of the people may want to rent.
Yeah. All right, how about your location of your store? Where are you located, and is there some advantages of your location compared to anyone else?
Busiest street in our community, the highest traffic street where all the retailers are in our community. And there's 2 lanes of traffic going each way, east and west. All the major retailers are here.
So when a customer comes into the store, like if someone walked in, do your customers and your staff, do they all understand these unique reasons that we've discussed here in the last 15 minutes? Are you able to get all of that across to them before they consider making a buying decision?
Yes, they do understand that, because I tell them we're an independent store. We have competitors that have the more popular brand names, and they do a lot more advertising. So we have to be different. We have to be unique. It's not strong enough and compelling enough, but one of the ways that we've been able to last as long as we have for 15 years is we ask a lot more questions. We're more patient with the customers. We don't push them as much. And they just feel that we're much more knowledgeable.
Is it generally a pushy type sale with some of the other?
Most of our competitors, their salespeople are on commission, so they are fairly aggressive.
Okay, so you go to another store just selling exercise equipment, it's kind of like gym memberships, they're on commission, they're going to tell you anything and everything to sell you a piece of equipment so they can earn their commission.
Exactly.
Your salespeople, are they on commission?
Base salary and commission to give them some incentive to sell. So there is a small commission involved and a base salary.
Okay, so nothing really unique there. You say that everyone who comes into the store knows all of this, but you're saying the only way they know it is by you personally explaining to them face-to-face when they come into the store, correct?
Knows all of this what?
All of these advantages from you that we've talked about, the better customer care, maybe a longer warranty period, that you're not going to upsell them on service guarantees.
I wouldn't say they know that coming in the store. We educate them.
So all your education is done when they come in for the first time?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got to educate them one-on-one. What if you've got three or four or five people in at once and you're the only one there? How can everyone understand all this? I mean, have you ever seen people walk out, or what do you do in a situation like that?
Generally speaking, on evenings and weekends, I usually have a second person here. During the day, during the week when people are working, I'm usually the only one here. I usually don't get a lot of multiple people in the store. And I've done some sales training where we deal with having multiple customers in the store, and that happens. And what I will do is, if I'm in the middle of a presentation with a couple, because it's usually couples that are coming in the store, and another couple walks in, I'll acknowledge the other couple, and then while I'm in the presentation with the couple, I will say, hey, why don't you just get on the unit and give it a try, and I'll show them the functions of the machine, and I'll say, just give it a try for feel, and then I'll let them walk on the unit, because they all want to walk on it and feel it anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to try it out. So while they're trying it out, I would go to the other couple and get them started. Then once I've got that customer started and I've answered a few questions for them, I would get them on the unit and get them going and then go back to the other couple.
All right, so it's important to get them on the unit to test it out?
Absolutely. The best way for them to buy it is to get them on the unit. The sad thing in this industry is sometimes, it happens many times, I've sold treadmills to a customer and I haven't even turned it on. I started to tell them all about the unit and everything, and then they would say, I'll take it, without even me turning the unit on. That does happen. But it's better to get them on the unit because, generally speaking, they're going to go to three or four stores at least. And if you can get them on the unit and show them how it works, get them to touch it and feel it, use as many of their senses as possible, they're more likely to remember you and the treadmill. And then you can show them how easy it is to use.
Do the other stores offer demonstrations like that where they can get on the unit and really test it out with some personal attention?
The specialized stores like myself, yes. Costco, you can't try any size equipment really at Costco. I mean, they have them on display. I guess you can try them. But
okay, I'm seeing another competitive advantage over your other stores is with a specialty store like yours compared to Sears or Costco, you do not want to buy a piece of equipment without getting on and testing it, seeing how it feels on your feet, seeing if your stride is too long, too short. It's very important and critical that a customer gets on the unit, tests it out, and at your location, you can do that.
Right.
I could see something really cool. Do you have Verizon long distance by any chance? I mean, with a cell phone?
I'm very familiar with the company. They are not in Canada.
Well, when you go into a store, they have a little computer right there, and you enter your name and your number. I'm just picturing in my head, I'm just throwing ideas out, where you can somewhat automate and pre-sell a customer when they come into your shop. So let's say you picked up, you know, four really cheap either laptops or computers, and you had them right there, and you welcomed the customer, and you had them come take a customer survey where they enter their name and their information and their weight and their goal, a little questionnaire that kind of personalizes why they're there, and then you put them through a short, maybe 15-minute slideshow that kind of introduces you and goes over some of the advantages that your store offers that they can sit there and watch and get educated while if you're working with another customer, so you can leverage your time, and you're not saying the same thing over and over and over again. They can do it on their own time right there in front of the store without the high pressure and kind of be pre-sold. And then maybe they could print that little evaluation out and then you go grab a clipboard and you pull out their questionnaire and you have their name in front of you and then you already know what kind of equipment they're looking for and you say, hi, Mr. Sinoff, so you're here looking at treadmills. Well, why don't we come on over here? And you already know that their main goal is to lose weight. The gym memberships, like LA Fitness is a good example. When you go in there, they got the sales pitch down to science. When you go in there, they have this whole sales presentation outline. You could borrow that whole presentation for them because really they're doing the same thing. They're selling results, but they're selling a membership. You're just selling a piece of equipment that allows them to do it themselves. You could take that and put that into a short little questionnaire, even if it's a survey online. Do you have internet access in your store?
Absolutely, yes.
You could go to survey.com and get a free survey, and you can type in your question, so it can be a multiple choice thing, and then you can print it out behind your counter there, and you have all their information. And start streamlining your sales process. You sell them a little bit on you. You go over some of these advantages we're talking about. You'd be organized and logical and really hit them with reasons why they're there in your store and why it's special and why they should really consider you over everyone else. And you bring up all the objections even before you get them on the equipment. That would be a great way to start automating your sales process and really make you stand out and show them that you really care and how different you are. I think that would be pretty cool and pretty effective, just off the top of my head.
And that's exactly what I need to do, because a lot of times what tends to happen now is when a customer comes in, they're just comparing one commodity to another, and they see the product and us as a commodity, and it's like, who has it at the lowest and the best price? So if we could, before we even talk about commodities, talk about Forever Fitness, what differentiates or what makes Forever Fitness unique from the other stores, what Forever Fitness is going to offer the customers that nobody else is offering. None of this has to do with really the product itself, but just what we will offer. Because one of the things we had talked about, too, is we had talked about having a program where we would offer customers a free loaner. If their exercise equipment broke down and we could not fix it within 48 hours, we would provide them with a loaner free of charge.
That's another great reason why. See, the more advantages and the more reasons why you give them, it's like a scale, you know? You've got the other guys on one side and you on the other side, and the one who stacks on the most benefits and the most value is the one who wins. That's the bottom line. And when that customer comes in, you talk to them like you know what they're thinking. You know, something like, I know you're coming into Forever Fitness, and most people who come in are comparing price, and they've been over to Costco, and they've been to Sears, and they've been to this, and they've been to that. And most of the people who come in think that a piece of exercise equipment is a piece of exercise equipment, and they're all the same. But I'm here to tell you they're not all the same, and I'm going to educate you reasons why. And, you know, you go into, my name's Frank, I'm the owner, I've been here 15 years, and let me share with you the 7 biggest mistakes most customers make when buying exercise equipment. And then you can go into the servicing, results of weight loss, you know, all the things we've talked about, and we've got them all here on the recording, and really separate yourself and talk to them and educate them. You got to educate them. That's your job. And no one else is going to take the time to do this, and it may be true for all the other stores, but the one who preempts it and gives that customer the information and shows them that they care and gives them the reasons why. Most of your customers, they want the guy who cares the most. It's not necessarily the money, you know? And I think anyone can be outsold. There's always going to be someone who's just based on price, but with enough unique advantages that outsell your competitor, and you can come up with them. That loaner idea is a great idea. Really, we're talking service here. I think you can outsell them if you had the chance. I know you talked about doing advertising to educate them on this. And there's processes that you can do to educate them before they even get into your store. Let's go on to unique benefits need to be all throughout your business. And whatever the most unique or maybe 2 unique things, they need to be integrated all through your business, from the way the phone is answered to your literature to signage in the store to your advertising, if you continue to do advertising, to promotions and whether it's direct mail or voice messages. That one unique message that we decide, and the consultants have a process. There's 4 different things they'll do to come up with your unique selling proposition. You know, I'm getting your opinion on what makes you unique, but I would talk to your customers as well. I would look at your competition. There's really 4 ways to determine where is the uniqueness for Forever Fitness, and you're just one part of that. So our consultants provide that service in coming up with the one hard-hitting uniqueness based on lots of research from your staff and your competitors on coming up with that. And once you have that 1 or 2 things, that should be telegraphed all through your business consistently, just like Walmart had. You know, Walmart was low prices always. You know that?
Yes.
Did you know Walmart changed their USP recently?
No. What is it now?
It was obvious. I mean, the low prices was everywhere, all from the parking lot to the signage to the little buttons on the people's shirt. It was low prices always. I mean, it was amazing. Walmart's now a save money, live better. For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's Hard to Find Seminars. Walmart.com. So they're getting away from the Walmart low prices because now they're competing with Target and they don't want to be viewed as the cheapest around. They now want to be viewed as save money, live better, a little higher quality.
Okay. I've got a couple that I wanted to just throw at you, get your idea as far as level of uniqueness and what we can offer that nobody doesn't. Two other things I've thought of is, one, our average customer honestly doesn't really know much. They're not that well educated. You had talked about constant education. Well, what if I could say to a customer, and this would be fairly inexpensive, and actually it would be pretty much free. If a customer has a problem area on their body that they want to work, I could tell that customer on a monthly basis, we could send them free articles, websites they can go to, and when they start, maybe we could give them free articles. Like, let's say a guy comes in and says, I'm working out, I want to build my chest, I want bigger arms and a bigger chest. So we could put together a program for him, give them some free articles that we could access anywhere on the internet for free out of many different magazines. So that was one of the things I was thinking.
Let me just interrupt. I think that's a great idea. I could see when that customer comes in and he goes to the computer or the laptop, he's entering all his information and his email address, and you get him in an autoresponder. Enter him in to a free Forever Fitness newsletter with tips on easy weight loss and stuff like that. So the internet, if they have an email address, can do some of that automated selling. Now, what you could also do, there's lots of very good membership websites out there that have all that advice put together. There's several real good experts that offer great tips, great things within the website for losing weight and all that. And what you can do is approach those marketers and they'll gift you probably 3 months free. You know what I'm saying? So you can offer them another $90 value or $150 value. You're going to buy them 3 months worth of the premier website for weight loss and training and all that. And there's lots of them out there. You explain that you're a retail store, you want to promote their website, but for every customer who buys equipment from you, you need 3 months free to their membership site. And you offer to sign your customers up and you can position them as the expert, and that's more value that they're getting. So they're not only getting the equipment, they're getting a valuable membership to one of the hottest trainers around. So you could farm all that training out with these membership sites, because the membership sites probably have some upsells and they'd be glad to do that. So yes, great idea, that can easily be done. I mean, you don't have to even do the work in putting the stuff together. It's already done.
Yeah, I just have to find them.
Yeah, I can help you find that. They're all over the place. Yeah. Okay, what was the other idea?
The other one was, and this would not really apply as much to people that buy cardiovascular products like treadmills or ellipticals or exercise bikes, but we sell quite a few multi-station gyms too. So one gym unit in one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, work every major muscle group in your body. A lot of people don't know how to use those. It's easy nowadays with the right equipment to put together a video. And over the years, we have had a lot of people that have said, does this gym come with a wall chart? Does it come with an exercise program? Does it come with a video? And none of my competitors are doing it. As some of our best-selling gyms, we could create our own video on how to use it and go step by step how to use it. We could do it one of two ways. We could just put it on a website. That would probably be the most inexpensive way. Or we could create an actual video. You buy this and you get this free video with it on how to use it.
Sure.
And it's thing that nobody in our business is doing.
Yeah, I'm going to venture to say that there are video and there is wall charts and there's all that stuff already out there by someone that I'm sure you could license the use from and easily get it up on your site. Absolutely. I bet you could go on YouTube and type in multi-station gym use. It's out there. It's been done. And yes, it's just a matter of finding it. And that is another benefit for sure. You don't have a little kitchen in there or anything?
Not really a kitchen. Where are you going?
I was just thinking for your customers, you know, you could come in while they're filling out the stuff in the computer area or wherever. You could offer them a free smoothie. You know, you could have a little refrigerator or a blender.
We have a full-size fridge and a microwave in the back. We could get in a blender, and that's an idea I kind of thought of, is to do something like that, because then, again, it separates you from your competitors. Now, I'd quickly tell you this. This store is no longer in business, but about 5 or 6 years ago, a specialty fitness store opened up, and it was a little thing, but to me, it stood out. I was there in the summer, and I had pretended I was a customer. I just wanted to see what his store was all about, so he thought I was a customer. I went in and told him I was interested in equipment. I wanted to see what he had to offer, but when I left, he gave me an ice-cold bottle of water. Very, very inexpensive. You know, what other store do you walk in and do a demonstration and do people give you a bottle of water?
Right, you hit them right when they come in. This is just like McDonald's. They know how to make those hamburgers, those french fries. It's just a process, okay? And so you get a playbook of exactly how every customer is treated, and it's automated. So when someone comes in, you give them something. That just blows people away. Give them something for free, whether it's a smoothie or let's say you have fresh squeezed lemonade and you have it in a pitcher filled with ice and you keep it in the refrigerator or the freezer. Ice cold lemonade or pink lemonade, which would be delicious, where they could sip it through maybe a peppermint stick. You know, you get a long peppermint stick and they sip the lemonade through that while they're filling out their thing. What a refreshing, unique thing. They will not forget that. And you start blowing them away right from when they walk in. You know, you can offer it, but they don't have to.
And it's not expensive.
Not expensive.
And the thing is, they'll remember you. It'll just stack on the things that differentiate you from your competitor.
Absolutely. I want to move on to the next step, the next project, which is leveraging your current marketing process. And what we're looking for is increasing the closing ratio when your customers come in. And we've talked a little bit about some techniques to do that or some ideas. Subpar salespeople, maybe your salespeople aren't trained well enough. No follow up, any upselling opportunities after you sell something, packaging opportunities, current sales aids, which we can talk about and we've been talking about, reallocation of marketing dollars or redirection of marketing efforts to more profitable areas. So tell me about your current prospects to sales process. What is the average closing ratio? Let's say 10 people come in there. How many of them will end up buying? Any idea?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
In 10 people, I say we probably would close about 3 to 4.
Okay, now what happens to the other 6 who don't buy?
We don't have a formalized system for following up.
All right, so you have no consistent method to follow up on these prospects.
No. We need a non-invasive system or method to capture their name and their information when they leave so we can follow up with them. I've tried a couple of different things. And to come out and say you've done a nice presentation and they're ready to leave, they'll usually ask for your brochure and a business card and tell you they're shopping around because it's a big ticket purchase. Yes, we do close some people the very first time in the store, but that's not the norm. And
yeah.
Most people will want your information and leave. And just to say, you know, can I get your name and number so I can follow up with you? They don't want you to bother them. I had come up with a couple of lines that I've used in the past, but I can't use it all the time. And one of the lines I came up with was, as the customer was leaving, I would say, you know, that piece of equipment that I was just showing you, you know, I talked to my sales rep today, and he said that they might be offering a rebate on that. I might be able to save you a little bit more money. They're having a meeting tomorrow to discuss a rebate on that. Why don't you give me your name and number so I can follow up with you? A pretty good way to get their name and number, but the problem with that theory was all I was doing was focusing on bringing the price.
Yeah, you were dropping price. Okay, so you need to give them a reason why they want to leave their name and number, and the reason why is they're shopping around because they're trying to educate themselves, but they're only educating themselves on price. If we can do the computer thing and get their email address and give them a reason why they really want to enter it, for instance, they want your free report, the 7 deadly mistakes when buying exercise equipment, conclusions based upon 20 years of experience in the exercise equipment industry. So what they want is your expertise, your education, and I think if you had those reports printed up, you know, let's say either at the store that you could hand them and trade them for their name and email or their name and phone number, you know, this for that. You give me your information, I'll give you my consumer's report on the 7 deadly mistakes most people make when buying exercise equipment, and let them walk out with that.
You're going to give it to them for them to walk out with right then and there, and you have it printed in the store, then they're going to say, why do you...
You try and hit them up first when they come in and fill out their information. Not everyone's going to want to sit down at the computer, and it's going to kind of separate the serious people from the price shoppers. But if it's a price shopper and he's just in there looking at price and he doesn't want to mess with any of the computer stuff, you can make that offer to him to get on your preferred customer list where, you know, special prices and offers. Not everyone who comes in is ready to buy now, but they may be ready in the next couple months, 3 months, 4 months. If they can walk out with every reason why they should consider you other than everyone else, all the things we've talked about, all the advantages, everything we've talked about with a condensed consumer's report on the biggest mistakes when buying exercise equipment and really taking some time and putting together a document that outlines and answers every single objection, you are going to have a much better chance of getting them compared to everyone else. Now, if they're not willing to give you their name or their number, still, you want to get this information in their hands, even if they don't give you their name. name, phone number, or email address, because they're going to read it if they're serious about exercise equipment, and you've increased your chance from those six people who you never followed up with, one or two of them coming back to you because you provided them an education.
Yeah.
So if we could just increase the closing rate, you know, you're selling three or four, six are walking out, and they never hear from you again. If out of those six, we can get three to leave their name and information, you have the ability to contact them and educate them further and stay with them throughout that process while they're thinking about getting into shape. I mean, even if it's 6 months or 7 months, 8 months, a simple email or a postcard or another free report, staying in front of them, definitely you can turn that three into five or six, I think, easily with the right marketing. And if you can do that, you just increase your sales if you can bring in another two or three out of that 10. Because the six who walk out, they're walking out because they don't have enough information. You haven't cared enough about them to stop them and show them how important getting this equipment is. But now you can do that, and you can let them know that you care and bribe them for their information. You've got to have their information to be able to at least put more valuable education in front of them. And no one else is going to do that. You will stand out like no one else. I'm absolutely sure of that. So do you see how that could really bump up your gross sales if we could keep in contact with those six who walk out that you never get their information?
Absolutely, for sure.
Now, past and present and prospective customers, we're looking for your existing customer base that's not being worked. They're inactive. Maybe they've fallen off their exercise routine. Do you have a database of everyone you sold to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you know what they bought, when they bought, first name, last name, city, state, zip, phone number, all that?
Yes, most of them. We normally will write up an invoice all the time. Sometimes if somebody comes in and buys like a pair of gloves, we may not write up an invoice for it sometimes because they don't want to go through giving their name, address for a pair of gloves. But every major purchase, and for warranty reasons we have to, and anything that has a warranty on it, obviously a pair of gloves don't really have a warranty on it.
Yeah.
But any customer that buys a treadmill, an exercise bike, or elliptical, or anything with a warranty, we have their full information.
How many people do you have in the database?
A couple thousand easily.
Are you ever contacting them again after that sale?
I'll be honest with you, not really.
Okay.
So I'll just tell you quickly. Part of the reason is it's a bad excuse, and I think you can...
That's okay.
Most businesses don't stay in touch. Customer buys and they kind of forget about them. But a lot of times we don't follow up with them or stay in contact with them because if a customer buys a treadmill, the average customer is probably going to keep a treadmill for somewhere between 5 to 10 years. They're not going to want another one. But we should be contacting them and trying to say, hey, you know what? You've had your treadmill for a few years. That's the only piece of cardio you have. We need to get you something for strength training. If they don't have a gym, you've got the cardiovascular parts. Maybe we could get them a multi-station gym, or if they have a treadmill, you know, you need to cross-train. Why not think about an elliptical as well as a treadmill to take the boredom out of it?
Absolutely. You know, look, it all comes back to how much do you care about your customers? I mean, you've got your salespeople down there. Look, we've been talking 54 minutes. You haven't had a customer walk in. If anyone's twiddling their thumbs or there's nothing to do while you're in the shop, it's not hard to make 10 phone calls an hour. You could pay a girl to sit in there and call those customers, a nice college girl who's got a friendly attitude, and she can say, hi, this is Margaret from Forever Fitness, and I'm just calling to say, hey, I want to see how's it going with the treadmill. You know, most people get a little burned out and they take some time off. I'm here to kind of encourage you to get on it. Talk to them, you know, and keep in touch with them. If you just called 66 of those customers a day, let's say you brought someone in to call 66 of those customers a day, whether it's by phone. Now, I think by phone's the most powerful. You may get a lot of voicemails, but there's nothing wrong with that. You could have a girl handle that in maybe 3 hours, and you would be able to contact your entire customer base within 30 days. Okay, and you have all their information, and just making the contact, making a special offer, just saying hello. You know, it can be a series of calls where you call them every month on the 15th, and just staying in contact is definitely going to bring you more business. Maybe someone calls and says, hey, I've been meaning to call. I want to get something here, or let's say you're going to have something down at the store on a Friday and invite them in for smoothies or whatever. Also, this whole customer database can be called automatically through what's called broadcast messaging. So you can enter all the phone numbers, $1,000 in a broadcast audio delivery system, and boom, for like 6 cents a name, it'll call everyone. Anyone who has an answering machine or picks up and says hello, a message will be left, or you can program it. If they say hello, it'll drop the call. But anyone who has an answering machine, it'll be no different than if you called them and left a message. It's recorded in your voice. You see?
I see.
Broadcast phone calling. So you can leave a message on all the voicemails or the answering machines of all your customers just by uploading the database. And that's so simple. Or you can hire someone with a personal touch for the people who answer the phone and talk to them personally and have a chance to reconnect with your customers and let them know what's going on. Show them you care. I'm sure if that was done, you could easily recoup that investment for the time to make the calls and start bringing these people back or encouraging them to get going. Or you may have some that say, hey, I'm having a hard time getting going. You could partner with, and that would get into the joint venture, as a personal training outfit in the area, where if you sell personal training services, that you get a percentage of the hourly fee. Or your guys, you can make deals with all the personal training people that you offer that free thing, that you'll even sell personal trainings. I mean, your customers are the perfect ones for personal training. I mean, you can make just as much money selling personal training services as you can on the equipment and the referrals. I mean, if you could bribe your past customers and get testimonials and make sure they're happy and ask for referrals, who else do you know who needs to lose some weight? You know, hey, it's Frank from Forever Fitness. Jenny here bought a treadmill last year. She said that you may be interested in having a trainer come over and share some ideas with you on how you can drop some weight or get healthier for 2008 summer. So that customer list is gold. I know it just takes time to do it. And the thing about hiring our consultants is they're going to do that stuff for you. They're going to do all the work. I know you're busy running the business and everything, but that's what our consultants do. They do this stuff for you. They put the offer together. I mean, you're involved in everything, and you've got the final say, but they get to doing that stuff.
I want to get a couple of quick questions in.
Sure.
That machine that you had talked that automatically calls, is that a machine you have to
buy? Online service. Here's one, voiceshot.com. Voiceshot.com. There's several of them.
Voice Shot,
S-H-O-P? S-H-O-T, voiceshot.com. Yeah, it's called Voice Broadcasting.
Okay.
Here's another one we got. Callemall.com is good. www.call-em-all.com. Very reasonable. I've used them for a client, a tanning bed operation in Canada. Real easy to do.
Okay, and the other one I wanted to throw at you quick is, what do you think of an idea like this? Have a seminar or clinic. I have a mastermind group, and someone in my mastermind group said to me the other day, why don't you advertise and promote free seminars in your store on evenings or weekends after the store closes on how to get fit?
How to get fit, how to live with diabetes, how to live with heart disease. Absolutely. You can bring in experts.
Sell anything. Yeah, bring in some experts, and it's not a situation where you're selling anything. And you just come in and you show people a few things about exercise, how to get the most out of a treadmill or a multi-gym. You talk a little bit about nutrition.
Sure.
I have a nutritionist in. She would come in, obviously, for free because she could get a client.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have a seminar series. You're the only store of its kind that holds seminars bi-monthly on important health topics like living with diabetes, living with heart disease, nutrition. You can schedule these experts to come in and do the seminar. You can do a simple voice broadcast to your list. It says, hey, we'll be having a seminar today on living with diabetes. If you or anyone you know has just been diagnosed with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, we've got John Edwards here, one of the leading experts in Canada on diabetes. He'll be explaining these important topics. You can leave up to a minute message, and then you just tell them the date and the time of the seminar. You can even follow up with a postcard. Get them in. Absolutely. Get them in. Once they're in, get them in front of the computers or pass out a registration log that offers them something free where you can get their name and information. Or, you know, when they come in, you just pass around a legal pad, name, address, number, print neatly. It's just a requirement to come to the seminar. I wouldn't have them pre-register online. You just let them know when it is, and absolutely, that'd be great. Now, what you can do is when those experts come in, you could wire them up or get someone who does weddings, you know, videographer, to come videotape the presentation, wire them up with a microphone, and then you explain that when you come into my store, Forever Fitness, this is going to be a series of health seminars that we're putting together. You'll own the rights to that presentation, but for them giving the presentation, you'll make them a master copy that they can use to promote their own business, and you can start collecting important seminar information on health and stuff. And let's say you did 10 of those and you had 10 seminars, you know, the value of that, everyone who orders a piece of equipment gets your entire seminar series on health and nutrition and all that with all your experts. You could even offer more value. Not only are you going to sell the equipment, you're going to offer some of the best experts in this area on health and nutrition, diabetes, heart disease, really important topics that you can even also turn into an information product and upsell to customers who buy the equipment. So as you're providing value for your customers and your past customers and potential new customers, that would be a wonderful way to generate business. And you're just recording and documenting everything as you're doing it, just like I'm doing it right now on the phone. I'm giving you a great, valuable consultation with lots of great ideas that anyone who has a business can use and implement for themselves. And I do it for you anyway, but I'm recording it, and I'll be able to use this recording on and on. And I've built value to my website with these recordings and training for my HMA consultants.
And what device do you use to record this?
I can direct you to all that stuff. It's a simple digital recorder that you can get at Radio Shack or Circuit City. It's real simple once you know what to do. And I've got a recording that shows you how to do all that. And because I've recorded that and told someone before, I have automated my process. Instead of me spending time explaining this whole process to you again and again, just like you're doing when your customers come in, you're telling them over and over again all the benefits of the equipment. You want to automate this in a form, whether it's audio or a printed report, or like we talked about, a consumer's report and the advertising, which we'll talk about because I know that was one of your things that you were very interested in.
I'm glad we're going to talk about that. See, here's something that's always been tough for me. One of my suppliers, and I get this quite often, I have a supplier that called me today. They're having a great special and promotion on treadmills where they're giving 15% off if we order 15 or more units. My concern in the past is they want their money in 30 days, and if I order 15 now, I don't think I could sell 15 in 30 days. I would have a fantastic price. My price would be very competitive. The product is good. And see, I need to be able to come out with some good advertising that hits home, that's going to get the message across. When I get special deals or promotions like this, it would give me a great opportunity to make a lot of money.
All right, but that's based on selling on price. We're going to stop selling on price. If we can do that, we want to get away from selling on price. And he's selling you on price, and you're jumping because that's what you've been used to.
Yeah, that's what I've been conditioned to.
I wouldn't do that. So 15% off of a, how much is a treadmill cost you, $1,000?
The one I'm looking at, yeah, they're about $1,000 and I could get 15% off.
So you'll save $150, but you'd have to order 15 or 10 of them?
15.
You know what? Even if you came back to them and you negotiated, everything's negotiable, and you say, you know, I know you had this price, but look, I couldn't handle it then, but if I order two from you right now or three from you right now, would you be willing to give me the 15%? You can negotiate with your suppliers. Can't you?
True.
If you're stuck with 10 and you've tied up all your cash flow just for an extra $150 savings, but you've got three or four sitting on the floor, there's all your money tied up in a machine.
I will tell you this, though. In order for me to buy from them, in order for it to make sense, I would have to probably order at least six, and the reason why is they're coming from California.
This idea popped in my head. You know that people are only selling new stuff, right? Would you consider selling used exercise equipment in good condition?
I do now and then. If I can get my hands on a good used piece of equipment, yes, I do sell.
Have you ever looked on eBay or Craigslist?
I check eBay and Craigslist. Yes, I do.
You can make yourself some nice profit.
Fantastic margins on the used equipment.
Do you have space for a used equipment area?
I do. It's just a matter of finding the right product, and now and then I do. A guy had called me, said his mother passed away. She had a treadmill. He said she only used it a few times. It wasn't a very expensive one. It was worth about $900. I bought it off him for $150, and I sold it for $500. Yeah, whenever I can get my hands on it, and I do check eBay, and I do check Craigslist. There's a couple of other sites I try to check, but yeah.
Another area of your business, so if you got those dead-on price shoppers, get them into the used thing. It takes some work, but you know, you could start doing that stuff online, you know, having auctions or having a web page with all your used equipment. Let's say someone comes in and people are filling out the form, and you have a series of emails going out to them, but you've never heard from them. You could contact your past customers or the customers who came in and didn't buy anything and just offer them used. There's good money in that too, absolutely.
Sure. That said on price, at least you have something to offer that.
Or you could offer the used stuff and do a rental program with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you always want to have something for any kind of customer who comes in. Now, do you see how contacting your past customers in your database, we could bring in either more referrals and more sales through cross-selling or upselling different services? Do you see how there's gold in those names?
Yes, I do.
There's gold in those names. I mean, you've already made the contact. They haven't returned anything. Hopefully, you've got a good relationship. Now you have a chance to make a better relationship and really have you, Forever Fitness, on the forefront of their health as you offer these new benefits and services, not just to new customers, but your past and loyal clients. You know what I'm saying? So you give them a reason to come back, give them a reason to refer other people. There is money in that list, no doubt. It's taken you years and years of sweat and your capital and being open 5 days a week, 6 days a week. I mean, that's what you have to show for it, those gross sales and those customers. That's your business right there, that customer list. And to ignore them is criminal, and you're throwing money down the drain. We're all programmed to get new customers, because it's easier. It's hard to show a customer how much you care, but it isn't that hard now with automated delivering services like Call 'Em All and VoiceShot and the internet and downloadable audio. These are miracles today that leverage your time and can make you money and automate the whole process. So I'm a lot about automation.
On the VoiceShot and Call 'Em All, can you get somebody else's voice instead of yours?
Yeah, you record the voice. So you call it up, and then there's a step, you record your message, so you can have anyone. You could have a celebrity in your area. Who's a celebrity in your area that everyone knows?
Yeah, there's several.
You know, you say, hey, this is Michael Johnson calling for, be creative. Have a celebrity calling on behalf of Forever Fitness. Or your expert on diet and nutrition. You know, people may not know him, but when you have a seminar, you could have that expert leave a message. All right, so you agree there's gold in that list, right?
I agree there's gold in your hills.
All right, there's gold in your hills. How about gold in all the other hills around you? Other businesses, alliance opportunities, joint ventures. I want to look for relationships with other businesses in your area, particularly maybe non-competing, but maybe related to the health-type industry.
For instance, stores that sell supplements or nutritional supplements, because I do not sell nutritional supplements.
Absolutely. All those GNC franchises, any health food store, any doctor dealing with, some great alliances with the medical community, dealing with heart disease, and diabetes, it's so common. And your weight loss centers, LA Weight Loss, Curves, the other fitness centers where people come in and do fitness but don't sell home equipment. You get three or four or five strong alliances where you can tap their database, their existing customer list that have a need for exercise equipment and have a relationship with you as someone who really cares about them. Man, gold right there. Gold. If all you did was focus on those, you could provide them a gift book. For a tanning salon, we created a gift book, which is a series of coupons, discounts on different products, and they can hand them out to their customers. Let's say you have a seminar on diabetes and heart disease. You could go to the Curves Weight Loss Center, and they could endorse your seminar. You can even invite the owner of the Curves franchise or the owner of a weight loss center to your store. You could have those owners there and have them invite their entire list out, their customers, to this seminar. You could pack the room, and for doing that, you could offer them a commission on any one of their customers that buy from you.
Very good idea.
Okay? Get with the local community who's behind health and fitness and partner with them. Don't look at them as your competitors, and you guys can cross-promote. You can make a deal with the Curves franchise, and you say, look, I'll promote something to my list. I'll promote your Curves membership to my list if you promote my store to your list, so you can trade names. And so you've traded a database that's taken them years and years and capital investment, and just for asking, you just got to go approach them and ask them. A lot of them will say no, a lot of them won't do it, but one or two or three or four, if you can get one good alliance a month, have five or six alliances feeding you leads and customers, that'd be awesome. You see how you can make some additional sales there?
Absolutely.
Especially when it's an endorsement. The power is they endorse you. It's not like a cold prospect walking into your store. It's a trusted advisor, the doctor endorsing Frank from Forever Fitness, who will take care of you if you've had heart disease or diabetes or any kind of injury, weak back. I mean, the relax your back stores. The key to getting over back pain, and believe me, my mother-in-law had terrible back pain for like 4 months. Either you wait it out or you do proper exercise. You could do a simple report on 7 ways to alleviate back pain faster than just letting it heal on its own. People will do anything to do that. And I think the seminar series at your store will be very powerful if you video and record those and get all kinds of great experts to toot their own horn and get it all captured. And you could really position yourself as an expert. And I know by doing audio interviews with experts, you have them down at the store to do the seminar and have a good success for them, they'll want to reciprocate. They'll say, Frank, how can I help you? Not only have they gotten their customers or invited them or let them know about Forever Fitness, but they'd be willing to do something else with you down the road. You never know where it's going to take you. It may take you into this health and fitness seminar business, and all of those could be held right at the store with the end result of sales of new equipment, used equipment, leased equipment, rental equipment. The market's so broad and so vast. So many things you can do when it comes to health and fitness. You could bring all the running stores, you know, the stores who sell running shoes in the area. Have a marathoner come in there. Do you see how alliance opportunities can really kick your business up a notch?
Yeah, one I thought of before, and I actually went to the one here. They wouldn't do it for liability reasons, but there are several independent running shoe stores. I had gone to a store that sells running shoes, and a lot of people go into a running shoe store, they want to try them out. My idea was, I'll put a treadmill in your store on consignment for free. That way, when people come in and try a pair of running shoes, instead of them walking around your store or running on the spot to see if it feels good, they can run on this treadmill and see what it feels like running on the treadmill. And then they promote us that way. I've tried that, and there's not a lot of specialty stores here that strictly sell running shoes.
Well, we got the largest seller of running shoes in the world, I believe. It's right here in San Diego. It's a huge store. They have a whole mail order operation, and they have two treadmills in there, and you put the shoes on. Yeah, they got two treadmills.
See, out of curiosity, what's the name of the place? Because if I could get an endorsement from them, just saying that the idea of having a treadmill in there is really beneficial for their customers, and I could go to another running shoe store and I could say, hey, this guy is the largest seller of...
Roadrunner Sports, world's largest running store. Yeah, roadrunnersports.com.
And you said they're the world's largest what?
World's largest running store.
And you said they have two treadmills in there?
Yep.
But they don't sell treadmills. It's just for people to try them.
Yep, just for people to demonstrate the shoes.
Yeah, I bet you what happened is they probably got those treadmills free or at a really low price. You know, I mean, if I owned that running shoe store, I would go to the local guy that sells treadmills and say, you know, you give me a treadmill at your cost, at wholesale, or you give me two treadmills free, and...
Mm-hmm.
We're the world's largest seller of running shoes. Every single one of my customers that jog on this treadmill and like it, I will direct them to you. That way the
sure.
guy that owns the store gets two treadmills for free.
That's right.
And the guy that supplies the treadmill, he gets all these customers that are his exact demographic target market he's looking at will come in wanting to buy that treadmill.
That's right. That's an alliance opportunity. And these are endless. I mean, the seminar stuff would be really a great way to go. Very easy. You're leveraging on their expertise. You invite them in. You'll promote to their list. Get them in the store, and they'll promote to their list. You know, free body fat analysis. I mean, you could have a massage therapist come in and give free massages between 7 and 10 on whatever and invite your customers down for that. But before you do all that, you're prepared with your system, you know, to capture names, capture information. It'd be a lot of fun. You could get a local catering company to feature some of the foods. If they did that for free, they'd cater it. You know, Starbucks could sponsor the coffee or, you know, whatever. It's just endless.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff, if you do it right, you probably wouldn't have to pay for a lot of the stuff.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's talk about media, okay? So you're agreeing we're finding all kinds of hidden assets in your business?
Yes.
Are you more optimistic now that we've had some time to talk?
I am optimistic.
Let's talk about media. So, do you do media advertising now?
Basically, all we do right now is we're obviously in the yellow pages. We do some newsprint in local papers. We do some flyers with a couple of companies that do flyers, and one has something called like a door knocker.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Door hanger.
Yeah, we've tried those.
How much you spend on your yellow page advertising?
About $1,000 a month.
What does it basically say? Did they design the ad for you?
Yes.
When's it coming due?
Actually, it's not bad. My rep called me for one last week. One came due last week, but it was a community pretty far from here. I just had a listing in it. All the other big ones are coming up within the next 2 to 3 months.
All right, so that's something you want to think about. Do they give you a special number where you can track your calls? Do they control the phone number that comes in?
They do.
Do they provide you reports on your calls?
If I wanted them, yeah, I could get reports on it.
Is it paying for itself?
I don't think so. What I'm doing is I'm looking at, I still want a listing in the yellow pages and representation with a display ad. I just basically am looking at cutting back on the size of the ad. One of my competitors that I know really well, 1 year he had a full page listing in the Toronto Yellow Pages, in one part of the Toronto Yellow Pages. The following year he pulled the listing completely and strictly went to pay-per-click. He said it was the best move he's ever made.
So you don't believe that you're making your $1,000 back on that advertising?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it's working that well.
Yeah, I mean, when the calls come in, do you know if they're coming in from them?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
You don't track it.
I don't ask every customer that calls, how did you hear about us?
Now, what about your door hangers? Have you ever been able to track and see if that works?
Well, we normally put a little coupon in the door hanger for them to return it for a discount.
Yeah.
A little cutout coupon to help.
And what have you seen?
And part of the reason I was talking to you is I have not had that much success with print advertising. I think it's the style of my ads. I don't think my heading's strong enough. Maybe my offer is not strong enough. I think I have a lot to learn there and a lot of room for growth there.
Yeah, all right, so you got your yellow paging, door hangers. What about your other print ads? Where were you doing those, or where did you try those?
Just basically direct mail, a little bit of direct mail.
And you were mailing to who?
We've done a couple of blanket mailers in our community. Then we've looked at some postal codes, or you guys call them zip codes, where we know there are higher income, the nicer homes.
So you're selling on price on equipment?
I would say, maybe it's more so on price.
Okay. So the blanket mailing like that, I mean, that's got to cost you a couple grand, right?
Yeah.
All right, so nothing you've done you can definitively say has really worked where you know for sure you've gotten your money back, right?
Yellow Pages is probably working better for us than anything else. The rest of advertising, I would say it has not worked that well, and that's why I wanted to look closer. And I've wasted too much money over the years in advertising, and I'm sick and tired of wasting money, and that's why I want to come up with more compelling ads. And I want to go the joint venture route with other companies.
Right.
Because a lot of times with joint ventures is you're not really spending money. You only pay somebody a commission when somebody buys.
Right. Look, so what do you think, if you were to average out last year, you're spending on the blanket mailings, your yellow page advertising, any kind of outside advertising that hasn't worked, would you say you've invested $2,000 a month average?
No, not that much. We don't advertise a lot.
So maybe 1500 or 1000?
You know what, maybe closer to $500 a month.
But wouldn't your Yellow Pages $1,000 a month?
That doesn't include Yellow Pages.
No, let's say with Yellow Pages.
Oh, well, Yellow Pages alone is $1,000 a month. So, you know, that's $12,000 a year right there with Yellow Pages. With the rest of it, maybe $18,000 total.
You know your Yellow Pages may be working, but you're not really sure. It may be worth contacting your Yellow Page rep and see if you can get some stats on the number of calls that are coming in. That may be worth taking a closer look at. Don't they track that?
The number of calls that are coming to my store?
Yeah, because your Yellow Page ad, the phone number in there, is that your phone number or one that they set up for you?
No, it's my phone number here.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. So you have no way of tracking. If you don't ask the caller how they heard about you, you don't have a way of tracking that, right?
No, because I'm in the phone book. I'm in the Yellow Pages.
Okay.
All over. I give customers business cards, so...
All right. I know there's other Canadian Yellow Pages. They control the number, and they provide a service where they track the calls for you and provide reports. But if you have no way of knowing, you have no way of knowing.
You know what, though? I'm going to ask her about that, though. I'm going to inquire about that. When I redo my ad, is there something I can do to figure out how many people are calling? Can I do something?
If she can't, there is a way to do it. I can show you how. And there's a wonderful service. I did this for my Canadian client, the tanning salon. When he redid his ad, he got a special number that he controlled. Well, no, actually, do you have one line in there or two phone lines?
Two. You can put a third in easily. It's not that.
Okay, so what you do is when you redo your Yellow Page advertising, you have a special phone number. You have a different phone number exclusively for that line. There's a service called call8.com, K-A-L-L number 8.com. Now, you can take that phone number that you have dedicated for your Yellow Page advertising so you can track it, because this is really important. Those calls coming in are gold. Okay, so when that call comes in, you have it forwarded to a call8 number that you can set up for about $2 a month. And this call8 service will record the entire call. So when that caller calls, it'll say, this call may be monitored for quality assurance or whatever. And then it rings right to your store, so your call8 number will ring back to your store, one of your other lines. You'll say, hey, it's Frank with Forever Fitness. How can I help you? and then the caller's on the other end asking you whatever questions there are. Those calls are recorded, and you could save all those calls and go into your Call 8 control panel and see every call that came in. You can capture caller ID, where the call originated from. There's a service that'll match up about 50% of all the phone numbers with a mailing address. It'll pull the mailing address for you automatically and put it in a database, and you could have someone go look at all those calls that came in, and you can make notes on each call because you can listen to the entire call that came in. You can monitor and control every single call that came in from your Yellow Page ad. It gives you a chance to contact the person back. You can have notes on what the call was about, and you can even start capturing a mailing address of every single call that came in if it was a qualified call to get them on your mailing list.
So I could not use this phone number that you and I are talking on now. It would have to be a separate number.
You could still take this phone number, your phone number that you have, you could still use the service. You would just forward. Don't you have a call forwarding service?
Absolutely.
So you would forward it to your call wait number, and then you could get all the benefits of the recording and all that stuff.
How would I know which calls are Yellow Pages and which?
Well, if you redid your Yellow Page advertising, what you would do is you would get a call wait number, and when you renew your advertising with your Yellow Page rep, you give them the call wait number, so it calls directly into your call wait number. And then your call 8 number could forward the call to the number you're talking on right now. So when you go into your control panel on call 8, you'll see exactly how many calls came into that special number you gave them, which is exclusively for your Yellow Page advertising.
So the number that would go in the Yellow Page ad would be a call 8 number.
It could either be a call 8 number, or it could be a number that you set up with your phone company, a separate line with your phone number, and you forward that to the call 8.
This call 8 number will record the entire conversation,
yep.
And I will have access to it.
Yep.
And it will tell me where the call originated from, and I could get the information where their address is.
Yeah, it'll get most of the caller IDs and about 50% of mailing addresses, so you can instantly build a database of every call that came in and start mailing to.
Obviously, it's a blocked number or private.
Yeah, it'll be blocked, or it's from a payphone.
But it doesn't matter. You still know how many people are calling you.
Absolutely monitor, yeah. And if you have salespeople in the store, you can monitor their performance from anywhere you are. So let's say you wanted to go out of town, you got your two salespeople handling all the incoming calls, you can stay on them, you can know exactly what's happening.
Great feature. It's only $2 a month?
$2 to $5 a month, it depends on the number. Very inexpensive. That's for the number, but the service will cost you per minute, but it's so worth it, it's not exorbitant. And for the control you have, it's incredible.
And this will work from Canada as well?
Yep, it'll work.
Okay, because you said you have a Canadian company that uses it.
Yep, it'll work. Call8.com, check that out.
And it's K-A-L-L, the number 8.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
The services are very well explained. So if you're not sure what the results of that Yellow Page, imagine taking 15 or 16 or 17 grand a year and putting that towards just establishing joint venture relationships in your seminars and all that stuff. You can reallocate those assets towards much more productive things, which I think will bring you a much better result. I mean, if you had a budget of $15,000, let's say you stopped your Yellow Page advertising, you stopped any other kind of form of door hangers and that stuff that you're not tracking, that's untrackable, I mean, it's trackable, but you've never gotten results for, and put that to the more powerful promotions like establishing joint ventures, even if you were to pay someone to do that. With $15,000 a year, and if you can't set up 10 or 15 relationships with people referring their customers database to you, and I mean, one or two of those could keep you busy. And with the seminars, refocus that capital towards more productive marketing methods. I think that'd be a wise way to go.
I agree.
I really do. I know you may be able to make your money with your Yellow Page advertising. If money's a thing and you want to keep the Yellow Page advertising, because look, $1,000 a month, I mean, if you just sell one or three pieces of equipment a month, good treadmills and stuff, you should be able to make your money back, right?
That's true.
So you're probably already turning a profit with your Yellow Pages anyway, but we could relook at your ad and see how you're positioned and certainly increase that response, give them more reasons to call. And then your conversion, you know, and we talked about conversion, when that call comes in, integrating your USP, let's say they hear a recording before a live person answers, let's say a person's put on hold, you could have a selling message on there that pre-sells them on some of the unique things we talked about earlier in this recording. You can increase that conversion, especially on those first-time callers. It takes some work and effort, but it's certainly worth it. But to be able to track every one of those calls, because those Yellow Page calls are gold. People are calling for a reason. If you show them you care, educate them, take them through your system, you're going to get them in the end, at least most of them.
You probably find in your position that most small businesses don't measure anything they do.
Don't measure anything.
And that call late that you just told me about, that alone is worth the price of this conversation. And I'm sure it's working, but it's good to know. Because if it's working really, really well, then why not put more money into Yellow Pages when competitors are taking money out? You know, I can put more money in. And especially, too, if I know where it's coming from, that is really good. Because you're going to have situations where you're in multiple Yellow Pages, and that's my concern, too. If you're in multiple Yellow Page ads, do you want a different number for each?
Yeah, the numbers are so inexpensive, absolutely.
Yeah, for each booklet you're in.
Each book, you can track everything, yeah.
Okay, because that's what you want. Because if it's just strictly for all your Yellow Page ads, one area might be pulling much better than another area.
That's right.
And you want to know which areas are pulling well so you can increase the amount of money you're spending there.
That's right.
And which areas aren't pulling well at all, so you either decrease the amount of money you're spending there or change the ad or do something.
But number six is the community marketing, and we definitely touched on this. We want to look for ways to boost the image of Forever Fitness in your community, and I think the seminars and the workshops just could be extremely powerful. You could go to your news stations, and they can make an announcement to the public. Forever Fitness is putting on a seminar on diabetes. You look for articles in the newspaper. You can contact the writers in the newspaper and let them know who you are and let them know you'll be doing something at the store. You know, they look for businesses in the community who want to help. You could be positioned as the health guy, really, who cares about the community and their health, and really become a celebrity in your area if that's something you wanted to do. So the community and the seminars and the workshops, I think, could be a phenomenal resource for you. And what you could do is look for, you know, like the news stations have Breast Cancer Awareness Week and stuff like that. And then you can tailor your workshops around these specific promotions that the news is doing or events in the area. You can tie in your workshop and get the media to announce your workshops down at Forever Fitness, down at your shop. And you bring in the experts. I think that'd be a great, great way to really rev up your business. And then, of course, there's your direct marketing. You know, we've talked about so many things. I mean, once you play through this recording, and I'm going to get it transcribed, I'll send you the transcripts, we'll be able to go through those transcripts and really create a hard-hitting report of reasons why. We've discussed so many things, I can't remember them all, but they're all laid down here in digital audio. And you can have a copywriter craft a simple report that really educates the customer and create a sales letter and a consumer's report or seven deadly mistakes, you know, series of reports that educate your potential prospects of why you and not them. And this can be used in direct mail towards your past customers or towards the leads that you generate from the workshops when people come in and they fill out the register. You have their email addresses or their names and addresses. It could be sent out to the addresses are captured from the calls that come in from the call 8. That'll all be in a database. And you can start keeping in touch with these people, because what's a good customer worth to you? From what I understand, most of your customers are one-hit Charlies, right? You get a sale one time, and usually you're not going to hear from them.
I would probably say yes. Honestly, there's a much bigger potential.
Yeah, well, we know there's potential, but what are you going to make on a good treadmill?
Probably $800.
That's great. What about a good stair climber?
About $800, too. That market, by the way, is kind of dead now. Not sure if you're familiar with a product called an elliptical.
Yeah, the ellipticals, I know. Can you make $800 on an elliptical?
Probably about $600 to $800.
So you got some great margins, $600 to $800 a pop. To get one sale, you could send out 1,000 letters to a list of prospects. You could probably get them in the mail with everything for $1,000. I mean, all you got to do is pull 2 sales to make a profit on that.
True.
And the other 988 have been educated and could end up coming back to you down the road.
Oh, here's one quickly that you might be able to help me with. I really wanted to share this one with you.
Yeah.
This is probably a down the road, but I think it has potential. I'm in a strip plaza with about 7 or 8 businesses, but what I was thinking of doing was one of two things. Whenever we have these people come in and they're promoting their ad, you know, they're putting together their thing and they're all putting ads together and they're putting it in a little pack and they take the commission. They're taking the commission and then doing the mailer. What I was thinking is I could do one of two things. We could create our own ad and do our own mailer and not pay a salesman a commission with 4 or 5 other businesses in the strip plaza that I'm in.
Yeah.
Or I could look at other companies in my area that are going after the exact same customer that I'm going after, but they're selling a different product or service, and then we do mailings together to keep my advertising costs down.
Sure, that's piggyback advertising, absolutely. Or even better yet, you can get those companies to do an endorsement and have them endorse you. Have them write a letter to their customers endorsing you, even if it's non-competing, and you can offer to pay them a percentage. If you can establish partners in your joint venture relationships, offering some percentage, maybe 15% of the sale for them doing on is definitely strong if there's some money involved, if you can find a way to keep track of it. So, yeah, when you're establishing these joint ventures, remember, money does talk, okay? Some people may do it out of the goodness of their heart, but there's got to be something in it for them, and cash is king. So keep that in mind.
I don't have a problem with that because the way I look at it is this. A lot of times companies are placing ads, and they're getting little or no response anyway. So in a joint venture deal, I think, you know what, I don't mind giving somebody 50% of the commission on the sale because it's a sale I would have never had, and it's a guaranteed sale.
Well, you don't have to give them that much. No, you don't have to give away the farm. Give them 15%, 10%, you don't have to give away the farm. Doesn't take much work for them. It's free money for them.
That's true.
So don't give them too much.
So 10, 15%?
10%. Start with 10. Feel it out. Start low. 5%. If you sell a treadmill for $2,000, they're going to get $50. People will do that.
True.
Direct marketing, extremely powerful. You've got enough margins to make it work. Do you see how that can bring you some more money there using direct mail, but having what's more important, an effective message like what we talked about, the USP? That's why the USP is so important. You can't really do anything without that, and that's why most companies are always selling on price because they've never researched to find out what makes them special. They've never dug in and figured out what differentiates them. We've already done that, and that's why we do that first, because without the USP, we can't integrate it in the way your salesmen talk to your prospects. We can't put it in the reports. We can't put it in your direct mail advertising, in your PR. This has got to be a uniformed, consistent message that telegraphs very quickly why Frank from Forever Fitness is the only choice for exercise equipment. And we're going to have more reasons why.
What would be my heading?
You know what? That's what the consultants do for you. Okay. So I've only interviewed you, but there's 3 other interviews. I've got to interview your employees, interview your competition, and interview your customers to come up with that heading.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying? That's the process the consultants perform for a fee, anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000. But
okay.
They can't really do any of the other projects until they get that down, and that is critical, having that right message. It could be a combination of all the things. One other thing, and this is a bonus step that the consultants perform, and that's the internet part. Do you have a website up?
No, yeah, you and I briefly had this conversation. As of right now, I don't.
Do you have a URL?
Yes, I do.
What was that?
www.foreverfitness.ca.
Okay.
But there's nothing there, but I do own it, yeah.
Okay, how long have you had that?
That I registered in October, November.
Okay. Any credible business needs a website. Just like you heard that guy took out his whole full-page, Yellow Page advertising and went online. People are Googling now. Some people still look in the Yellow Pages if they don't have a computer, but 90% of them, if they have a computer and they're online, compared to Yellow Pages, they're going to Google you. And if you know what you're doing, or you have an expert who knows what you're doing, that's going to be a tremendous resource for you, bringing new customers, new leads, educating your prospects. All your education can be delivered online. You can really pre-sell them before they even get to your store. And all the things we talked about, the USP and integrating it, should be integrated all through your website. So you definitely want to get a website up, something, even if it's a basic thing. Absolutely. It costs so little to get it up. And you can work with someone locally to help you do it. You can go as big as you want. That whole website can be an integral part of a rental program, of your used equipment sales. You could have an online business without even people having to go to the store. You know, come to your retail location. You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. You know, you can do delivery of this stuff. I mean, definitely, got to get a website going. And our consultants, they won't do all that for you, but they will integrate all the things we've talked about. There's a lot to do, but it's worth it. If someone who knows website, it's simple to get up. You can get even just a basic site up. It's fine to start with. Got to have a presence with directions to your store, your unique selling proposition, a little bit about you, what you offer. It's not that hard. It can be done in a matter of days.
Okay.
Your phone numbers, your directions, things like that. Because there are people searching. You got to be there. There's people looking for exercise equipment in your area. If you know how to do your keywords in your site, you can be listed in Google and MSN and all those. So anyone in your area looking for exercise equipment with some skill, you can get to the top of those search rankings. A good consultant can research that stuff for you. That's critical. I'd get going on that ASAP. It's a free Yellow Page ad. It's better.
Right.
So all of these things, you understand good marketing is not just one thing, killing it in one thing. Really getting that dramatic growth is a lot of little things.
Yeah, I'm understanding that.
And it can bring geometric growth. So this is what we're talking about, good marketing. I mean, I think there's a lot of opportunity for you. And it's just a matter of doing it.
Implementation's
everything. But there's a couple things you can start on right away that I could see can bring you instant sales. One, I think you'd instantly get with someone to get a website up. I mean, if you put an ad on Craigslist, you know, go on Elance, elance.com.
Yes.
Elance is like a store for freelancers. So you can go on Elance, set up an account, and post a job saying, "Hi, I'm Frank from Forever Fitness. I'm in Canada. I need a nice, good, basic website designed and put up for me in the next 5 days." And then these service providers will bid on your project. So they'll bid against each other. So the price is going down from your bids. And you get to see their history. You get to see past work of theirs. And you get to choose someone to do the work with you.
Okay.
And you pay them after the work's done. You know who's working on your stuff.
Okay.
Announcing it.
So basically you provide call them all with the script and the phone numbers and okay, perfect.
All right. Has this been helpful?
It has. I definitely got value out of this call, and I think it's opened my eyes to a lot, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I wanted to talk to somebody that was outside of the business, not attached to the business, that could give me a lot of insight that I wasn't really looking at. And you did exactly that.
I hope you've enjoyed this opportunity analysis with Frank for his exercise fitness retail store. I hope you've been able to use some of the ideas that I've talked about with Frank for your own retail or online business.